Tor, Pirik Beis, Mishne Dalet. Der Blazer Eimer, wie ist mein Schuh, wenn die Trilo Pesler ist am Mikve? Und schlische Lugin auf Pia Mai. Bach Achomi Meimrim, wenn die Trilo Bein Bissei, Schuhre ist schlische Lugin. Na, now you have, I don't know whether I mentioned the various shittes of Shuvim, whether it's possible with Raise or it's possible with Rabbanon, but there are many shittes. I mean, there is the shittes of Rambam is that even Kulishov is only possible with Rabbanon, with Raise Kulishov is kosher. The shittes of Rashi and the Rashbam, Rashi daf Samachvov in Bolkamen, the Rashbam Samachvov in Bolbasre, is that that Kulishov or Rubishov is possible with Raise. Now, the shite of the Rash, I mean the Rash, we learned the Rash last time, so at first, so he keeps some mentioning, I mean, one way or the other, but then at the end, he comes to the conclusion that Shov is kosher midraise, but if it's Shov bichli, so it's possible midraise. So one could think that he distinguishes between the show valdikli and show valdimile bikatev, but it's not that. According to the Rash's conclusion, so even show bichli is kosher midraise, but if it is show a kli that is mikabel tume, then it's possible midraise for a different reason, because aviyoson al de tume. It's not because there is another aloche of aviyoson al de tar. Now, so the Gemara in Zvochim mentions that in connection with Maim Chaim, and the Rambam Shita that it only applies to Maim Chaim. It doesn't apply to Mikveh. But the Rambam and the Yireim, that it only applies to Mayon, to Maim Chaim, not to Mikveh. But all the other Rishonim say that it applies not only to Maim Chaim, that the Milu has to be the medium that is not Mikavu Tume, but it applies to Mikveh as well. In other words, if something that is mikabel tume, whether it is a keile or not a keile, if something, let's say pshutik lematras, is not a keile, but it's mikabel tume, even though it has no base kibul, so if that was used as the medium to fill up the mikveh, so mimele it's possible. So according to the Rash, the psul of show as such is only the rabbanon. Even Kulishov. And if, let's say, you will be Mimale, you'll be Mimale, be Klei Glorim, or Klei Avonim, or Klei Adomo, that are not Mikabel Tume, so then it's not possible that I say. But if you fill up, let's say, Klei Cheres, or Klei Matres, with Mayim, and then you spill them into the mikveh, so then it's possible midraise because of the psul of Aviyosin al Ditar. That's the sheet of the Rash. So in other words, the Rashit is that there is no psul of Shov as such midraise, only the Rabbanon. But Aviyosin al Ditume is possible midraise. Then the sheet is arrived in Balanefesh is that the shov al the mili bikatev is possible with the raise, but the shov al the milu bichli, not mili bikatev, so is not possible with the raise. Alright, so these are the shits. Anyway, so shuvim is possible. And then, but all except for Rabbi Netan, all the Rishonim say that if miut is shov, let's say chofalef so was mekshavim, and 19 so, was Maim Shuvim, then except for Abnetan, so it certainly kosher midraise. And it doesn't make any difference whether the Miut came first, the Miut Shuvim came first or it came later. Abnetan is the only one who says that not only Rubin Shuv is possible midraise, even Miut Shuv, if it was done initially, if the initial Maim it was Shuv, even though it consisted only of gimulugin, if somebody will dump gimulugin shuvim into a mikveh, that's the first gimulugin in the mikveh, and then he'll dump all the and then make shomim will drop in So it's possible with the Raisa. In other words, the aloche, there is a aloche of Gimulugim puzzles. So Ramatam Shita is that Gimulugim puzzles with the Raisa if it is done initially. But if it is not the initial Mayim in the Mikveh, then Gimulugim puzzles only with the Rabbah. Alright. So Rabbi Lezer in the Revis, Mayim Shulim Betchilo Peislim Sam Mikveh, Ushlei Shulugin Alpnei Amayim, Rabbi Lezer Shita is that initially so Revi Ismaim Shuvim passes the mikveh. Revi Ismaim Shuvim passes the mikveh. Of course, only with Rabbonon, it passes the mikveh. Why? If the initial Revis of Mayim is shown, then it's possible. Why? Because since Revis has a chshivet and has a shem mikveh to be mitayah, machtim with an areas, with a raise, so the mele, with Rabbonon, it puzzles a revis mayim show puzzles if it's done initially, but if it's not the initial mayim, only gimulum. The chachomim emrim bein mitchilo bein b'seif shiur eshlushorim. Now the rab mitchilo shloim mikem mayim klal kishlof revis mayim shurim v'nish lamachakein shiurim mekshomim al pnei amayim v'achashoyim b'mayim mayim kshayirim. Alright. Now, mikveh sheyesh beisholim shku beisholmayim shuvim shalug lup. Im yodua shalofu leseiche aboim soi mayim kshayri. Ad shalom yigia liguma ashlish is kosha. Vim laf post. Vechapshim emachshir mipne shirke mikveh somoch le mikveh. So, mikveh somoch le mikveh. In other words, suppose you have a mikveh, and in that mikveh, the mikveh is flat. But you have three cavities in the mikveh. And then, in the three cavities that in the mikveh, you had in each cavity, you had, at the very outset, you had a loop mayim shum. You have a cavity here, a cavity here, and a cavity here. And the mikveh is empty. But somebody poured in each cavity a loop, mayim shum. So all the three cavities together contain three lugim mayim shum. Then somebody manipulated that rainwater should come in. He manipulated that rainwater should come in. Let's say that rainwater should come in the mikveh through a pipe, not a metal pipe. I mean, it should come in through a wooden pipe or a plastic pipe. I mean, I'm assuming that plastic is not applicable to me. A wooden pewter plate is not applicable to me. So it's obvious all the time. So he manipulated that the rain water, let's say, as the rain comes, so it should come in through a pipe that is not applicable to me. Now, So that mayim that comes in, so aboyim so, he manipulated that aboyim so should come into the mikveh through a wooden pipe. So it will not become possible. It will not be shown because the pipe has no viskimo. It's open on both sides. And if it's wooden, so it's aviyosel al ditare too. So the melee, it will be all right. But just, and the question is this. Now, aboyim saw water came into the mikveh. Now, suppose you have, let's say this is the mikveh, and you have three cavities, and you have the third cavity, you have it. So, through a pipe, aboyim saw comes in. So it comes in here, let's say, here, and here there is already one loop of mayim shum. So as the water comes in and it touches the mayim shum, it doesn't pass through the mikveh because it's just one loop. Then it comes, it goes further, and it comes in contact with the water, the mayim shum, the other loop, the second loop of mayim shum that is in the second cavity. So it still doesn't pass. Then, and the water comes in and fills up the whole mikveh. And towards the end of the mikveh, there is the third cavity that has the third loop of mayim shum. So if 40 saw
came into the mikveh, entered the mikveh, before it reached, you know, it connected, it joined the loop of Mayim Shuvim in the third cavity, which is towards the end of the mikveh, then it's all right. Because suppose by the time the water reached here, the third cavity is at the end of the mikveh. And let's say by the time the water reached here, there was already 40 saw of Beit Shammah in the mikveh. So then, and then it keeps on flowing, the water, so it joins the Mayim Shuvim. So by that time, so there is already 40 saw. So all the Gimurugim become 80 saw through the process of Ashot. But suppose that it the 40 saw enter the mikveh after the water joined the Gimurugi, the loop, the third of the Gimurugi in the third cavity. So then it means that before the 40 saw entered the mikveh, there was already, while there was only 39 saw, there was already three rugim, Mayim Shuvim, connected with 39 mikshomim. So everything becomes one. This is what the Mishnah says. If you do as you know, please, you have a poem, Mayim Shehirim, actually, the Aguma Shlishi is kosher. Because by the time that water joins, the third loop of Mayim Shuvim in the third cavity, so it's already, there is already 40 so in the mikveh. From before, there is already 40 so. So the Mele, everything through Ashoke becomes initial. But meanwhile, by the time only 39 saw are in the mikveh, so they already joined all the Gimurugim Shuvim in the three cavities, so at that moment it becomes possible. And then 5 minutes later, more water comes in and there is 40, but it's already, the 39 are already possible. So Bimlav Kos, this is what the Rabbanon says. Rav Shimon Machshir, even though before 40 saw enter the mikveh, so all the three rugi Mayim Shuvim join with the 39, so it's still kosher. Why? Now what's the deal of Rav Shimon? Now there is a Mishneh, Perik Vov Mishneh Yud. Now we cannot go over the whole Mishneh because it's a complicated Mishneh. But the halacha that is mentioned in Perik Vov Mishneh Yud in Ikvoyes is that we don't apply the halacha of Ashoke. Now, how is Ashoke affected? Ashoke is affected certainly in respect to Mayim Shuvim, so by Tfeach Atriach. So Ashoke is affected by Tfeach Atriach. In other words, if you have, let's say, a mitzvah of Memsa, and then you bring in contact Mayim Shuvim with that mitzvah of Memsa, and the contact is just the Tfeach Atriach, just enough moisture to moisten another spot. So the Tfeach Atriach Hivu, so then the Shem Shov is poka of the heretofore Mayim Shuvim. So we apply this aloha of Ashoke, how the Tfeach Atriach only cooling. But we do not apply it lechum. In other words, suppose you have 39. Here is a mikveh. And we have 39 so, not 40. 39 so. So it's not a mikveh. So it cannot affect Ashoke. And then you bring in contact Mayim Shuvim. You bring in contact Mayim Shuvim, let's say Gimurugim Mayim Shuvim, with the 39, and the context is just Tfeach Atriach. So we do not say that all the 39, Mayim Shuvim should become possible. Because we apply the Aloche of Ashoke of Tfeach Atriach Hibu Leikule to be Matkiya the Dinshol. But we don't apply the Aloche of Ashoke lechume. In other words, to passel the main mikveh. Because since the mikveh has only 39 songs, so melele, and then, so we could argue that when mayim gimulugi, mayim shuvim come in contact with it, when you place gimulugi, mayim shuvim near the mikveh of 39 songs, and they touch futafeach lakia, they're not actually commingled, but they just touch. So even though the tefeach lakia is chibur, if we had 40 songs here, so then it would matkia the din show of the gimulugi. But since we have 39, so to Rashoke Fuchibo, it cannot be Mafkia, the Din Show, but we don't say that the 39 saw of Edom Shugim should become possible as a result of their contact with the Gimulugim Shugim. In other words, if we don't apply the Aloche of Kifiyah Lafkiyah Chibo of Ashoke, we only apply it because. So the question is, that's the time of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is machshir mitnei shukim mikveh somach lemikveh. And that's Pirik Vov Mishnah Yud, that mikveh somach lemikveh, in other words, if you have a mikveh of 39 son, of my chair, and then you have another mikveh, the of Gimulugim, of Shulugim, doesn't matter, Gimulugim, or it can be, I mean, as many souls as it's possible. So, and suppose there is a mechitze between the two, and there is a nekep of the tefeach latfiach that connects the water in the mikveh of 39 souls and the mikveh of Shulugim. So we do not say that the water in the 39 saw become possible. We do not say it lechumre. That's perik vov mishne yud. So that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon says mikushik mikveh somach lemikveh. So here, even though it was ideal igumah ashlishis before there was 40 saw in the mikveh, so still it doesn't become possible. It doesn't become possible because after all, each mayim shuvim stays by itself in its own cavity. Its own cavity. So why are the Chachamim chelik at all? And this thing that is mentioned, Kerivov Mishne Yud, no one is chelik. The answer is, the Chachamim hold that when they're not mamish miurev, but they are considered mechuber, or considered miurev, even though it's not only if it's the Teach Latia. Now suppose, the Rabbanon will agree, suppose you have a mikveh of 39 som. You have a mikveh of 39 som ikshamim. And then you have here a mikveh of 39 mayim shuk. And there is a mechitzah. And then there is a nekev. I suppose that the rabbon, even if the nekev is kishishveres aneim, not only to teach latviyah, but even if it will be kishishveres aneim, so we wouldn't say, the Rabbanu would agree, that we wouldn't say that the mayim in the mikveh of Mikshomi, that has 39, will not become possible. Why? Because even though it's Kishishveres Amei, so our Pidim it's Miurev. As Reb Chaim says, not only the Chuber it's considered Miurev, but it's only our Pidim we consider it as Miurev. But in Tzias, there is no yet. Masheinken in this case, so if it's Igiya Ligum Ashlishis, before there was 40 saw in the mikveh, while there was only in the mikveh 39 saw. So at that time, too, the mayim shuvim are all placed in a separate cavity, but they overflow. So there is actual communion. So the name is, since there is actual communion, then it does pass. I mean, that everybody's made it. If you have 39 saw of Mechshamim, then you don't. Gimulugi mayim shuvim equal. And it's mamish yore. So we do not say, well, we don't apply the aloche of chibur mikvois, of iruv mikvois, kishveres aneim. So the name is, lechumre, even if we mamish don't them, So it shouldn't puzzle. That's the aloha that it puzzles. If it's mamish miyuel, we tears miyuel, when we don't have to resort to any halochas of you. When it's mamish miyuel, then of course it puzzles.
Lechumra too, that's the aloha that it puzzles. So when do we say that lechumra we don't apply the aloha of chibo mikvois, bitfeyach latfiach, or iruv mikvois, kishveres aleit, when they're not mamish miyuel? But al-pidin it's considered mechubea. Al-pidin it's considered miurev. Then we say, we don't apply this din of chibur, this din of iruv, lechumre, only lekure. Masheinkin, if they are mamish miurev, then of course it passes. So in this case, since if it's igio likuma ashlishis, before there was 40 so in the mikveh, so b'meile, it was mamish miurev, because the water, even though every ailug of mayim shuvim is contained in every cavity, but the water of that cavity overflows, and it mamish becomes commingled in the periphery of the cavity. So since in the periphery of the cavity there is mamish miurev, and there is no mechitza between. You see, over here, there is mamish commingling in the periphery of the cavity. There is actual commingling. There is no actual commingling over the whole area of the mikveh. But at the periphery of each cavity, there is an actual commingling. So the Rabbanon say that it's considered as if the Gimel Lugin had been dumped into the mikveh. But, and Rav Shimon says, no, since the water of the mayim shuvim is kept separate in the cavity, so b'meile, it's not considered as if there is an actual commingling. So, or only a constructive commingling because of the aloche of eruv mikvois kishveres aneid. So that deal, this constructive commingling of eruv, that al pidin is considered commingled, even though b'mtzias the matmam is commingled. So the Rabbanon say that here it's considered, even though the water is kept in each cavity separately, but since at the periphery of the cavity there is an actual commingling and there is no mechitza mafsekes, so memele it's considered like an actual commingling. But and Rav Shimon says no, since the water is kept in separately in each cavity, so it is just as if there had been a mechitza between the two, and there is a shveres aneid. So then we wouldn't apply the aloche of eruv mikvois kishveres aneid lechum. That's the machlokes. All right. Now the Rash. Shaluk luk luk echad b'chol gomer. Actually, the ligum hashlishis kosher. The havelei ki mikveh sholem. שנוף מיסר גימולו גמיים שובים לפסלו בחנם הוי ואים מקווה בוים סוקן שהגיע המים ויקום בשלישיס ואים יפסלה מקווה כי מקווה סומך למקווה כי מקווה כושר סומך לשאול שזה אם התבקש שרוס זה אם התבסלו סי וחנם המים שביקום מסכים לפני עת מחשיבה ולא יקום רובים ואין הלוך הקרב שימן נע המסעני כסעתית לצדות ומי שחי ממנו שלוי שלוגים כושר. So suppose you have mud in the mikveh, and then you pull away inside the water. You pull away the mud, and the mud, you know, is saturated with abundance of water. So when you pull the mud inside the water, so there you squeeze out water. So it's not considered a show, even though The quantity of water squeezed out as a result of pulling the mud from one place, from one spot to another inside the water is gimulugin, it doesn't become possible. Because since he did pull away the mud from the mikveh, so in other words, so the mud was always, as you squeezed out water from the mud, so you're always, it was always in contact with the water of the mikveh. So mainly, it cannot become show. It can only become show if it becomes neka from the mei mikveh. But here, it's always, the mud has always been in contact with the mei mikveh. So it's kosher.
Hoyotelish, but suppose he pulls out the mud from the mikveh, and then he squeezes them out. So the moment he pulls out the mud from the mikveh and he squeezes out the water from the mud, that's all. And if the quantity is gimulugim, so it becomes post. Hoyotelish, Yomoshim and Shleish, looking post. V'Rabshimi machshir. Why? Because Rabshimi holds that it doesn't become show if you don't have a kavone to make it show. He doesn't have a kavone. See, he doesn't have a kavone to squeeze out water. If he will pull out the mud from the mikveh with the kavone to squeeze out, so then Rabshim will be made in his possible. But his kavone is to move away, let's say, from this portion of the mikveh, the mud. So he moves it away. But he doesn't want to work hard to push it on the ground, you know, all the time. So it's easier for him to pull it like this. So he lifts it from the mikveh and he throws it down at the other part of the mikveh, the other end of the mikveh. But his kavone is not to squeeze out water. His kavone is just to move away the mud from this part of the mikveh and to place it in this part of the mikveh. But he finds it easier to move it this way rather than to move it like this by dragging it on the ground. So his kavone is not to squeeze out. So remember, even though the mud was pulled out from the mikveh, it was neka from the mikveh, and water was squeezed out as a result of the pressure applied by his hands in pulling it out, but he was not mischaving to squeeze out, so maybe it's not true. And the Rabbanu Achim. All right, now, the Rab. המסלק מהמסלק שמסלק סתיק לצד היחוד ושתור סתיק נעמיים וצריך המים מסלק לצד היחוד שמתור של נעמיים נחשב כשאו ומוש רמנה גימולוג עם פייס לזה מיקווה ודאף כי כשאין מיקווה בו עם סו הוא נשלש לוג עם מים שווים פייס לזה מיקווה ולא עם בו עם סו אין כל מים שווים שווים לא מפייס לנעיסי ורבשים ממך שיר משמדים מסחה ולישי ואל לסלק סתיק למוק מהיחוד ואין הלוכה כרבשים alright now Now let's go over the Rash. Dalet. Yitzchilo sham mikveh lo yiboy mayim klal, kishinofu berivi yishuvim. Vahakach nispar le mikshomim. Al pnei amayim hayim yibitisof, shohoyo beikvo mayim arbe. Tanyi bitisefke. Gistere, shi mishukaz bikar kabeyo shol gas. V'yodu kshomit, v'nismalit, kistere is a kele, a broken kele. But even though it's a broken kele, it still can fulfill the function, certain functions of the kele. So, kistere shi mishikaz bikar kabeya shel gas. V'yodu kshomit, v'nismalit, harilu psulim, mitne shen durin al gabi kelim. ורבלז אמר שיר, שהמים שובים פסל זה המקווה עד שייפלו לסי חי. פירש, דץ רבלז, אבל רבון על סי, it is possible. פירש, ביר של גס מן הסיט של בישולו, מרזיק, מרזק את מים. So, I mean, the ground, the seed that is in the ground, it cannot hold the water. בילו יגיסטרה, it should be, it's not בילו יגיסטרה, but בילו יגיסטרה. It should be a correction. בילו יגיסטרה. So only because he put that broken kele, he put it on the ground, that's why it can hold the water. Otherwise, if he didn't put that kistere, you know what would happen? All the water would be absorbed by the seed, you see, would be absorbed by the karka. So the only reason as to why it can stay is because of the kistere, because he placed the kistere. So, ואין עשית שבישול אוף מרזקס מים בלו יגיסטרה, שאם שכעס בקרק יוסי, ונמציאו כל המים גדורים, ומחסקי מחמס הגיסטרה, שיקלי, ומתחכך, חשיבו לרבונו כשאו. So in other words, even though that water is mikshomim, the water is mikshomim. Mikshomim, and it rained in the karak, but since that water would have
become absorbed by the Karke, if not for the Gisterim. And the only reason as to why it was kept there is because he placed the Gisterim on that Karke. So Bimele is considered as if you put a vessel inside the bay and then the rainwater dropped in the vessel. Here it's a broken vessel. But you see, if that water could have remained on the karke without that kisteri being placed, so then it wouldn't become shown. But in view of the fact that if you didn't place that kisteri, then the water would have become absorbed by the karke. And the only reason as to why it didn't become absorbed by the karke is because of that gister. So that means that that gister really fulfilled the function of the kele. As if a whole kele had been placed in that bayer and then filled up with water. So merely chove. So chove. This is what Rabban is saying. And Rabbi Lezer is machshir, kim the philosopher mikveh lo yishuvim. His shita is that when the shov passes in mikveh, when it falls into the mikveh, it's shov. But here, when it falls into the mikveh, it's mekshamim. It has to become shov after it falls into the mikveh. So the there is no psul of shuvim that way. In order that shov should pass in mikveh, it has to have a shem shov before it falls into the mikveh. Let's say when you dump from a kele. You dump from a kele. So it was shov the moment it entered the kele. And then it falls into the mikveh, it passes. But here it's mikshomim. So it has to become shov after it fell into the mikveh. There is no such sort of shov. According to Rabbi Elazar. Now let's see that he said there in the course of Shabbat. The first pricing. Haloch Aleph. In Perigimu. Let me say. Now the call. Now today is the cross your time. Gistre shimushikaz bikaraka will be a shall gas. Pire shoiso trilo be a shall gas. Viorduk shomin, pire shakake. Vinis malo, harem psuri. Are aire shena be a yochel a harze kesamayu. Beloy hagistre. Lika choshev le Rabbi Yeshua kisho. Oy kiven, shohoyo akli bibeya tchilo, v'iniach shom, v'lo yishochach. Hava aminu shahakein kisho, v'igor ayei seya, me'aminiach kankanim al agak, d'yoch, kiven shu bibeya, merze kishive tvei, וגם הסיידים דאוסו, ששוחו קלים בבייה, שוחו קלים בבייה, ואוית שהוא היה מים תחילו, ורב לזר לא יפוסל בשובים, אלו כשנאיפה לסייכו, אבל לא כשנעשו שובים בבייה גופה. דהיינו שקרורים על גבי קלים, דוח יוחסה. So what does the cross say? The one thing is clear from the cross, that it does not become, it might be an afternoon in the Raisa too, let's say according to the Rishonim who say that Rav Shuvim is possible in the Raisa. So, but here, it's certainly only in the Rabbanon. In other words, in the Raisa it does not become shown. Why not? Because after all, this is a gistere, this is a broken kele. Gistere means a broken kele. So maybe it's not become shown. But with the Rabbonon, it is considered show. Why? Because this water would not have remained there in the bay, in the gas, except for the fact that he placed that kistere. And that holds it. So the Mele, it smells like a show. But with the Raisa, it wouldn't be show, even though the water without that kistere would not have kept there, would not have remained there, would have become absorbed by the bear. Because in order to become show, so one of two things must happen. Either it is done, it fills up the bear, bidei odom, let's say really the kate,
or it entered the Kehle. And here, it didn't enter the Kehle. It was placed on the Gistere, but the Gistere has no kibble. It's not the Kehle. So maybe the Rai say it's not shown. But it's only shown with Rabbah. All right, now. Shalug, now Mishnehe. Shalug lug b'chol gumo. Atchelo yigia l'gumo ha-shlishis. Kosha, the havele ki mikve sholem shenok v'sich ha-shlish lug ki mayim shulim lo'y paslu. Ki mikve somach l'mikve, ki mikve kosher ha-somach l'shol. Sheze imei b'kashfusei v'ze imei paslusei. That's perikvov Mishneyu. ואוכנמה המים שבקומה הסכאים לי בפני עצמו חשיבה ולא יקום רובים, what do you mean ולא יקום רובים? Even though there is an עירוב מקבויס כשברת עליהם that it is more but it's not considered as actual more and according to the Rabbonim and the Rabbonim are also made with the Pshinem if there would be a mechitze if there would be a mechitze between this mikve and that mikve and there would be שברת עליהם so then it wouldn't become possible they hear to form a shamin. But, because we don't apply the law of Yirun Mikvah Yishvaret Alein Bechumre, but here there is no Mikvah Mapsekes. It's just the water are contained in a cavity, and in cavity, three cavities, and they overflow, so according to Rabbon, it's considered like an actual commingling. And according to Rav Shimon, it's not considered like an actual commingling, but like a constructive commingling. All right. Now, Hamisanik Mishdavon. Hamisanik Hamase Vesati Ritzara Mikve. Miloshin Senkine Sevitsire Hamizdea. Vitelcheni Vitomi. Vluitola Shatit Namayim. I would say Hamayim Silke Litadehot. Avon Toshim Namayim. Nechtav Tishon. Vimoshim Menesh Vishes Rubin. Pesos Hamikve. Vitatke Kishen Mikve Abo So. Vitatke Kishen Bimokin. ארבוים זו, דים הויו בו ימם זו, אין כל המים שבאילון פייס לנאי. ורפשים ממך, שיהיה משום לי נסחב ולשי ו... אלו יסאו לי כסעתי כמו כמרח... נא, תאי ותצא. הויו בראשי, שלי שסלו בי מים שובים, ויורד וטובל במקווה, ויש בימם זו קושי. סוחתו לסייכתי פוסט. הידריו בי אססגוס, Sagus means a cloth, a jacket. Vizobu mimenu, shlei shalugin, bimikve kosher. Okre miteichei post. Virabshim emachshir, ashi ishavu mishlei. That's the derech of the Rash. He cites a whole vaisa with the septa, and then he starts explaining. Now the first thing. So he says, mikve hoyo bereishei shlei shalugin mayim shalugin. So the person has in his head, he has water, a lot of water on his head. And then he's stable with mikveh. The yesh v'memso is kosher. Now the question is this. What does the tisepte, this first din that is mentioned in this vaisa tisepte, what does it have reference to? Does it have reference to a case where the mikveh has memso together with the shlei shalugi? But exclusive of the Shloisha Lugin, water on his head, he does not have Memso, or it has Memso exclusive of the Gimulugin, without counting the Gimulugin water on the head of the person. It has Memso. So there are two pshat in the Rash. The first pshat in the Rash is that this demon, the Tisepte, has reference to the case where there are Memso. Memso, water in the mikveh without recourse to the gimel rugim shuvim in the head of on top of the head of the person. So he says, Peirush, v'yesh v'yavoyim so milvad mayim shebereishei, is kosher. Why is it kosher? The mikveh sholeim in mayim. So we should say, the moment he immerses himself, so then the gimel rugim shuvim of his head, you know, come in contact, come in contact with the memso, so it should passel. No, it doesn't passel because the mikveh has memso without the gimurugin. So once a mikveh has memso, you can dump in 1,000
So, of Shuvim. And the contrary, so the heretofore Shuvim becomes Elishon, through Ashot. The Mikveh Sholim, Mayim Shuvim, Peisleis. But then, the second deal that is mentioned, Sochton Liseich Teis Posl. The Aboim saw, Shebin Mikveh Mechovenes Oyu. In other words, so according to the Raj, the price is reference to the case where the mikveh just exactly memso, not a drop more, not a drop less. Now, a person who on whose head there was Gimulugi Maim Shuvim entered the mikveh. So, and then he went out. It's unavoidable, it's impossible that when he walks out of the mikveh, that he shouldn't take with him if a number of drops of water. Since the mikveh had exactly memso, so when the person immersed himself and then he walked out of the mikveh, so he took away, he pulled out a certain masha of water. So memele, as long as he took out even one drop of water, so he took out more than one drop. So even if he took out just one drop of water, so the mikveh has what? Memso minus one drop. So it's not a kosher mikveh. So b'meile, and then that, and the seichet, when he walks out of the mikveh, so the shuvim of his head, he seichet, so b'meile, it becomes possible because the mikveh had a mashu less than memso. Sochtel sich ja boim so schon mit mir wenn es soll. Und schon mit mir so hat sagen sich am Mikwe, was ich mal boim so und frisch raus mit los. Posso, die Mikwe hose am mein Busch im Pestleis. Na, weil mit deine dis Sagus. Sagus so beget schon zemero. Kid Paris es bolles. Wo jo is si Sagus scho be mai. So it says, hit will be es a Sagus, wie so bum menschliche Lugin bin mit Mikwe Skosha. So, in other words, so he was stable the jacket in a mikveh that had, without the water of the jacket, it had mem som mechavones. So it threw a mikveh som mechavones, hafal pish ezom men esich esich lugi, mayim vipaslu. Uch sholo ben ha-mikveh v'choswa ha-boim so. So naturally, the jacket absorbed some more water from the mikveh. So since originally, there was just memso, so now when the jacket absorbed some drops of water, so there is less than memso. So then when he squeezes out the water from the jacket, so it puzzles. So, v'chos rabo imso, v'zom me'azagu l'sir depost, v'rabshim me'machshi. So it's rabshim l'shitose, because rabshim l'shite is that only when he's mechave, Oh, that's one pshat. So the one pshat is that the price saying this deceived is reference to the case where the mikveh had memso without the water, the gimulugim on his head. The second pshat is that the mikveh is reference to the case where the mikveh without the gimulugim on his head did not have memso. But together with the Gimulukin, so that was the mikveh, memso minus Gimulukin. Then, but together with the Gimulukin and his head, it has memso. So still it's kosher. Voidish lepore, jodiktone, vijish memso, haileim shleit shalukim shebereish, dimayim shebisarim, peisles amikveh, el adara, demitstarpim, vashlimi laavoim so, כי דה אשכרון בריש פרשני דרגית ובסי פרשני דרגית הויו רגלוב של ריש אינגיז במים אבא שם איתו יהיה So he mentioned this verse. So then he says, ומי הוא לדום מכלל, דה אוסו כשל אינה כמנה נקרא. What thing is mentioned in Gittin? So in other words, if there were two people, two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, when he was availing memso, then Reuven came out, and then Shimon came in. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if, let's say, Reuven, when he came out, he didn't come out completely. He just stood up, and his feet were still standing in the mikveh. But he stood up. Now, he had on his head, on his shoulders, on his whole goof. I mean, the goof that bulges above the level of the water of the mikveh. He had a certain quantity of water. And that water diminished the memsor. So in other words, but if at the time when Shimon entered the mikveh, so Raglov shall rishay in hoyonei is b'mayim, so it's kosher. Why? Because Rav Yehuda applies the aloha of gudachis. So in other words, let's say if Reuven stands, let's say I'm Reuven, and I'm standing. I'm standing in water up to here. So, but I have water here. So, and in the mikveh itself, you have a little less than memso. But Rabbi Yehuda applies the aloha of gudachis. Gudachis, pull down. In other words, the water on top is considered as if it is at the bottom. So in other words, so that means the water, that mashu water, let's say, the mashu water that I have here on the shoulders is considered as if it is at the bottom. So the mele, Shimon, when he stay there, while I am standing in the mikveh, and together with the water on my shoulders, there is memso. But the water on my shoulders is on my shoulders, it's not below. So by applying the aloha of gudachi, so we consider that there is a connection between the water on the shoulders and the water at the bottom. And water at the bottom, because the whole goof is moist, you see. There isn't a dry spot on the goof. So memele, we apply the aloha of gudachis. So then we say that water on my shoulders is considered to be in the bottom. So then there is memso. So Shimon was staying in memso. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So Miller, the second lotion says that we can say that the price in it is after as reference to the case where the mikveh does not have memso without gimlugim and head of the person. But since we apply the aloche of gudachis, so mele, the water, once he enters the mikveh, so mele, so then we would have to say that the mikveh, that the water in the mikveh, that the water on his head is considered to be at the bottom. So Mimela, together with the water on the head, there is Memso. So Mimela, his tefillah is a good tefillah. It's a very strange pshat. So he says, Umiuli domiklal, the awesome Bisholineka minamikveh. Bisholineka minamikveh. It seems to me that the Rashi is very mild in his asog. In other words, he says, Lidomiklal. In other words, you can say it. You can say it. But you cannot. If there is no analogy between the case of Rav Yehuda of Imoyo Raglov Negis Bamayim, so there we say Gudachis, so Mele, so the water that is on the goof of Reuven is Mitzure to the water in the mikveh, and together we have Memso, and here there is no real analogy. But he's not saying that this is Merav Slikre. I mean, as a matter of fact, this is very difficult. There is a haloche, there is a din poshut, that if you have in a mikveh Memso of Mikshami, minus Imash, minus Gimulugim, let's say. If you have Memso minus Gimulugim, and then somebody dumps, not that he just has on his head Gimulugim Ayim Shuvim, and then by applying the aloche of Gudachi, so it's considered as if the Gimulugim had been at the bottom. But if Imamish dumps Gimulugim, so since the mikveh has memso minus gimulugim, and then a person dumps gimulugim I'm shuvim into the mikveh, so then you don't have to resort to aloha of gudachis. Then you mamash have the gimulugim commingled with the memso minus gimulugim. So it puzzles the mikveh. So how could this be better? How could this be better? So if you take gimulugim and you dump it into the mikveh, that has memso minus gimologim, then it becomes possible. But if, instead of dumping it, you go in yourself, the mikveh has just memso minus gimologim, and I go in and I have on my head gimologim I'm shulim, that's better than dumping gimologim I'm shulim. Why? Because we applied aloha of gudachis. Fine, we applied aloha of gudachis. So is it better than mamish dumping gimologim into a mikveh that has memso minus gimologim? It doesn't even make sense. Why does the Rash say umi uli dome klal di hosom bishalei neka min amikveh? It's a question. Of course it's uli dome klal. Over there, so there was memso, full memso, before Reuven entered the mikveh. So Memele, and then Reuven immersed himself, and he stood up, but he didn't go out of the mikveh completely. Radlov are still negis mamayim. So we say, by applying the aloha of gudachis, so Memele, the water on his head and his shoulders are considered as being at the bottom, and that's not true. Because this water came from the mikveh. And since there was no severance of that water from the mikveh, because we applied the aloche of gudachis, so memele it's kosher. But here, the gimulugim were at the very outset shuvim. So what happened? He immersed himself. So we say it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because we applied aloha of gudachis. Fine, we applied aloha of gudachis. And suppose you have the mikveh, memso, chosa gimologim, and then you mamish po gimologim shuvim. So then, it's better than gudachis. Then you mamish. It's commingled, it's together. But since the gimologim fell into the mikveh, before it had memso, so it wasn't all mikveh. So here too, the mikveh didn't have memso without the gimologim. So it should pass on all mikveh. Not only that the tefillah should be melee, it should pass on the mikveh that even if more rain will drop in, and then somebody will be tevil, it shouldn't be good. So why does he say, why is he so mild? He says, Umi uli dome klal, the osom shalinekam na mikveh. As if it is something that could be conceived. It doesn't even make sense. It's not that we have to distinguish the case of Rabbi Yudah of Raglof Ligis Bamayim in this case. Here we have a simple case of a mikveh of Memso Chosa Gimologim, and then assuming that we applied Aloch of Gedachis. So it couldn't be more than Mamish spilling it into the mikveh. It's not even that. All right, so granted, we grant it, that it's that the water on the head is considered as if it had fallen into the mikveh. All right, and commingled with the rest of the mikveh. So even in such a case, it would pass the whole mikveh. It would pass the whole mikveh. So we have to say that the pshat, you see, the Rash rejects it, but he rejects it, you know, without, you know, I mean, he rejects it mildly. I mean, he doesn't say that it doesn't make sense. But how does it make sense? So we have to say, because there is a halacha of hamshoche. There is a halacha of hamshoche. What does hamshoche mean? Hamshoche means that if the shov comes into the mikveh indirectly, so then the din shov is pocket of that mile. In other words, if you dump water from the keile directly into the mikveh, then it's not hamshoche, then it's shov. But if you take gimulugim and you spill it on the ground, on the shore of the mikveh, you see, and then it glides down by itself. So that's hamshoche. Now, some mele will soon see, I mean, according to the Rash, there is another type of hamshoche too. Let's say if you break the keile, so then, and then as a result of breaking the keile, so the water through gravity, not through your force, because through gravity, so the water falls into the mikveh, that's also hamshoche, according to the Rash. According to the Rash, that's in the next Mishnah. All right, so memele, that shita in the Rash holds, that here we cannot apply the halacha. It's not analogous to the case where you have a mikveh of that has memso, chosa gimulugim, and then you dump gimulugim into it. Because then the gimulugim fall into the mikveh, not through hamshoche. You see, Mashenkin here, Maschenken hier, since Bimtzias, you didn't dump the Gimelugim of your head into the mikveh. It's still on your head. But by applying the aloche of Gudachi, so it's considered as if it had been in the mikveh. But if it's considered as if it had been in the mikveh, Bimtzias, it's not in the mikveh, it's here. It's here. But by applying the aloche of Gudachi, so we consider it as if it had been in the mikveh. So Memele, it's considered as if it had been in the mikveh through Amshoche. Because since, in other words, since there is no direct pouring of water into the mikveh, because with Mtzias, there is no pouring altogether. It's not even an indirect pouring. So, but Alpidin, we consider it as if it had been, as if it had been commingled with the mikveh. So Memele, it should be considered as if indirectly it had commingled with the mikveh. As if the water that is in my... Now suppose it would, all the Gimelugim that is on my head would gradually, let's say I would stay there for an hour, and gradually every drop of water, it wouldn't dry up. I mean, this is an unlikely situation, because if you stand long enough like this with Gimelugim on your head, so the bulk of it will probably dry up. Not every drop will glide down into the mikveh, but suppose not a drop will dry up. And gradually, every drop that is on my head of the Gimelugim will fall down into the mikveh. How will it come into the mikveh? How? Through Amshoche. Not directly, through Amshoche. Like pouring water, you know, on the Tzvasa mikveh, and then it falls in. So here too, suppose he would wait, and every drop that is on his head would lie down gradually. So then it would come, the Gimelugim would come from Amshoche. So Mimele, by applying the aloche of Gudachis, we consider it as if every drop on the head gradually, slowly, it glides down into the mikveh. So then it wouldn't pass it on the basis of the aloche of Gimelugim Shenoflu. Because then they would be coming down into the mikveh through a process of amshoche. And when it comes, and when a miut of memso comes down into the mikveh through a process of amshoche, then it doesn't pass. Then it doesn't pass. That must be the pshat in the second lashon of the Rash. Alright, now the Rosh. Dalet hey, and Vov. Alright. Pirushalish gumei shalug luk. Shalug luk, zuli mailo mizu bimoidron in his land, bimeila mikve in the slant of the mikve, mitnishik mikve samach mikve, mikve shov shemi mitzad mikve kosha, shekosha ba'ashoki, hochename keindin, ki keindin bifnei atzmon chshivan. So what does it mean? Mikve shov shemi mitzad mikve kosha, shekosha ba'ashoki, shekosha ba'ashoki. So in other words, what he means, you see, he means, in other words, tzadmik mikve shov sheime tzadmik vekosher, and there is a mechitzeh, there is a keisel, but there is an ekef in that keisel. So like this, likule, we would say, yehov mikvoi shkishver asaneit, or tefiach latfiach chibur, yehov mikvoi shkishver asaneit, but lechumre, we don't apply this aloche. So why does he say here, mikve shov sheime, mitzad mikve kosher? So when he says mitzad mikve kosher, he means mikve kosher that does not have memso. So in other words, so in spite of the fact that there is ashoke, ashoke means chibo. What's the meaning? The literal meaning of ashoke. Ashoke means mashikam zu lezu. There is contact between this and this. So in other words, so we don't say, in other words, if we were to apply the same concept of ashoke that we apply likule, if we were to apply this concept of ashoke or tribu lechumre, then the mikve kosher that does not have memso, so would become possible. So we don't apply this aloche of ashoke. It's kosher in spite of the ashoke of the contact between the mikve posel and the mikve kosher that does not have memso. This is what it means. Mikve shov shemitzad mikve kosher. She kosher. Behashoke, it means in spite of the Hashoke. So the mikveh kosher, the heretofore mikveh kosher of 39 so remains kosher. Hochename, came to me from the Atzmon Chshivon, the Loi Komirovi. But over there, they are completely separate, and there is even a Mechitze, a Mafsekes, but there is an Eke. An Eke of the Shveres Aneid. So we don't apply it Lechumre. Loi Komirovi. So here too. But the Rabbonon agree with this thing, where there is a Mechitze, a Mafsekes, between the Mikveh Kosher of 39 Yisrael and the Mikveh Posel. But over there, there is no actual Iruv. Mashenken here, there is no Mechitza Mafsekes and the overflow, the cavities. So the mainland, there is an actual communion. But Rav Shimon holds, there is no actual communion. Hamisanik. מאסיף אז אטיצ' בסיח מיקל צדחה לאש סינקליס מצרה מזבח ומושח מאטיצ' לאש לוגן קושה לחשיב שובים כל זמן של יתול שתית התית מן המים אבל יתול שתית מן המיק וביודו ויניחי על ספוסי חשיב המים שובים שבתית רבשים ממחשי מפני של נסחב לישי אל ניסל כסתית לצדך המניח נו זיין זיין ווידין פלן נאו דה רמבה מי שדלת, כבון הסומר בתחילו שאיש אבריביס, מים, ויסמיהו במקווה, והכין ירת מוטו, או ייקרו מים לזה עמוקים, עד שיושב מקווה, וכבר ביאר לו שיהיה לוק פה מורביס, וידוע שהלוק דלת רביעיס, והלוח יקרה חול. In other words, when we say רביעיס, what does it mean רביעיס? רביעיס means a fourth. A fourth of what? A fourth of a look. A fourth of a look. So in other words, so a look is four reveals. I mean, this is an identity. Because reveals, by definition, means a fourth of a look. Reveals a look. So a look is four times the reveals. All right. וכבו ידעתו איקה, ושמם סו מים שירים, ואיף סו מים שירים שובים, אום ניסר והשליש גומי. ובילו מים שירים פוחס מהבוים סו, שוב הקל פוסו. ויסרים גימולוגים שובים מפוחס ממסוק שרם. חפשים ממחשר, ושם חשב המים אשר בגומו, כי הוא נסבט לו מן המקווה. וכאילו מקווה כושר, למקווה פוסל. ואין הלוכה. ואין הלוכה כרפשים. Now, you see that this is a translation from Arabic. That's why the lotion is so strange. I mean, חפשים ממחשר, ושם חשב המים אשר בגומו, כי הוא נסבט לו מן המקווה. Now, it doesn't mean that it becomes bottle in the mikveh. Because if it would become bottle in the mikveh, so then it would mean that even the gimel lugim, is natural. That Reb Shimon doesn't say. Reb Shimon says, on the contrary, the gimel lugim shall remain shall. Because they are kept separately. Of course, then in the end, so since there will be four disor, so then the Gimulugim, Shuvim will through Ashoke will also become in Shov. That's the next step. But the reason as to why Rav Shimon is Machshir is because the water in the Gume is kept separate, not because the water in the Gume loses its identity. So how can he say Rav Shimon Machshir v'shem chashuv ha'mayim ha'shem gume kelu nizbatel min ha'mikva? But it's a translation from Arabic. It doesn't mean kelu nizbatel b'mikveh, kelu nizbatel min ha'mikveh. In other words, that it's detached from the mikveh. It's bottled from the mikveh. In other words, it's detached from the mikveh. It's separate from the mikveh. Uchilu mikveh kosher l'mikveh posel. It's two separate mikvois. And the mechitze b'neihem. So, vein alochik Reb Shimon. Na misanik u misalik shovim hem bichavone. Voma shemi shikirem atit kakoyis ha-mikve visamur litzodim vachanit vach mizayatit shle shlugim mayim vishovol ha-mikve lo ipaslu vivishenu mayim shuvim kasho leisir atit vilo izizu min ha-mikve vimsilik atit vivdilu min ha-mikve vitzat ni ha-mikve vua omri hoyotolu shina ha-mayim ashe itapchum min ha-mayim shuvim vicholeit shishigya mehen gimulugim lisich ha-mikve paslu ki hu mei sheitbi atit biyodei ויציא מן המקווה שוב המים אשר בו ישובים והנה לא חקרב שמן. Now I don't want to continue because the next Mishnah will involve us, but for the next year you have to go over the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Zayin there that Shochom, the Kelim, after Zion, the Sugye in Shabbos, about Hashechiach Kankanim, B'Sich HaChotza. Shekankanim B'Sich HaChotza, the Machloik is B'Sham HaLisila. After Zion in Shabbos, and then the Sugye in Tmure. The Sugye in Tmure, Dafyud Veis, very important Sugye for the next Mishnah. I mean, the next Mishnahs are the basic sugyas in Hamshoche. Dafyud Veis, that's the Mishnah, Dafyud Veis, and then the Gemore. Man Tane Om Rav Chiya Barabba Om Rav Yechon Rav Lezer B'Yakov. The Machlik is Rav Lezer B'Yakov, and then the Teisves, the long Teisves, that starts Dafyud Veis Om Medalev, and Amayim Shuvim Peisles Amikvel Uf Vechesh, that long Teisves, and you'll also go over the Rambam in the Chazokah, about the shittas of the Chachmei Amarov, and also in conjunction with the next Mishnes, I mean next time we should go over, we should finish the second period. So in conjunction with the next Mishnes, you should go over the Mishneh in Perik Dalet of Mikvois, Mishneh Dalet, Perik Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, Mayim Shuvim Umekshomim Shenisal Mubechotzer, and the Rash there, and the Perush HaMishne, and the Rambam's Perush, and Perik Dalet Mishneh Dalet. That's for next year. Now, it's very important you should go over all the sugyas, because you won't be able to understand without going over the sugya in Dafyud Veis in Tmure, and the sugya that the Zion in Shabbos. The Zion in Shabbos. And then, tomorrow night, there is a Simchas B'Sasheivo at 8:30. Now, it's very important that everyone that has any shaykhas in the yeshiva should be at the Simchas B'Sasheivo. Vot Zion. המניח קנקנים בריש הגג לנגבון ונשמלו מים ובלזר אימי אם אין אס קשומים הוא אם יש בי כמעט מים בבי ישובת ואם לאו לא ישוב ובישוע אימי בין כך ובין כך ישובי או יכפה אבל לא יער so there are two פשוט now the Rav follows the פשט of the Rash so he explains it on the basis of Hamshochet. Now, it's Maniach Kankanim Bereshagag Linagro, Vinismal Mai. So the first question that arises, now the whole Sukhye in Shabbos, I asked you to go over the Sukhye in Shabbos Lach Design. So that whole Sukhye is based upon the premise that if water comes into a kiddur, if somebody left, let's say, Kankanim, pitchers, glass, pots, vessels, and if he left it at the time when rain is not likely to break out, then everybody agrees that it doesn't become shor. So in other words, in order that water should become shor when it enters the kele, then it's necessary that there should be rots by the bailim, that this rainwater should enter the kele. But if he left it linagwa and accidentally, so it rained into those kele, then it shouldn't even be shor. So why is there a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? And Rabbi Yeshua says bin kach mikach yishoveh, but he has to break them. It shouldn't be possible altogether. He wasn't mischaving that it should become shor. So that's the question. He wasn't mischaving that the water should come into the cave. So the Rash has that question. He says, וקצסטיימן, הנה קנקנים שנשמלו מים, אם יורדו קשומים לסייכון ונשמלו, הולף שיבי, כים דילב לקח נשחבים, אלו לנגון, כדימוך וכמי נשאבס, גם הוניח כלים תחס הציניה, דיביסים ומתארים משוחח, ואמרים הוסון דיניכון בשספיז רענובים, בשספיז רובים, דברי הקלטוי, Hagotoy, because he was mischaving that it should come into the Keli. Lo inechliku elo sheinichom mishaskishu ovim v'nispazvo b'chozo v'niskashu. ואף לא הוכן קוטון הוסון ומדים בשוחר בחוץ אשר תוהיה וישמו יש לחלק והוסון בשם נופלו עד מעלינו למקווה אבל הוכן העיר על ידבי אך שבו נאך שבין So when do we say that if he was not mischaving that the water should come into the kele so then it doesn't become shov if let's say he left He forgot, he left the kankanim in the chotzer, and then it rained in those kankanim, and then those, by itself, the water of those kankanim fell into the mikveh, so then it's not shov. But here, he is biyodayim, he himself is bi'ared the water into the mikveh, from the God. So memele, without recourse to Am Shoche, so then it would be shown. Alright. Now, so, Hameliach Kankanim Bereshagag Lenagro, Vinismal Mai, Reblezer Emeir, Im Yeshenas Kjomimu, Im Yesh Bekimat Mai in the Beir. So again, here we have two Gersois. One Gersay is, that's the Gersay of the Rash, and the Ravn Bartinore follows the Pshat of the Rash. In other words, two things are necessary. There are two prerequisites. Number one is that it should be Enes Kshomi. So that means that the rov of the Memso will be supplied by the Kshomi, not by the water of the Kankan. And then another prerequisite is that there should be initially Mekshomi in the Mikveh. אם יש בגימת מים בבייר, איזה שובר, ואם לאו, לא יהיה שובר. Right, now let's see the rush. לנגרון, תרגום ונחובו, ונגיד, בדרידה, ודווקא לנגרון, שמנסחב לקבל המים, לקח לנסו שובי, תחסיב אך מיון בבייר, מה מיון שם בתפיסס ידי אודום, אך בייר שם בתפיסס ידי אודום. אם אין הסקשומים הוא, שנסקשו שמיים ביובי, ויודו שמיים, אם יש בגימת מים בבי הגרסינו וגרסינו נוי. Now, the Gersay of the Rosh is הבלזר אמר, רימן אז כשאומרים הוא אוי, יש בגימת מים בבי. Either or. But the Gersay of the Rav and the Rosh is not אוי. In other words, we need both conditions. Alright. So, that אם יש בגימת מים בבי הגרסינו וגרסינו נוי. Not like the Gersay of the Rosh. ישובי רק הנקנים, ויפלו המים שבסיכון לבייר, דהם שוחי, כיוון שמתרקלים שבורים נפלים לבייר. So the Rash and the Rav explain it on the basis of המשוחי. And according to many Rishenim, there is a machlekes in Gimore, I ask you to go over the sugya that you raise in Gimore. So according to many Rishenim, there is a machlekes in Gimore in Gimore that you raise between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is a machmir. He holds that Hamshoche is only effective if the rov of the mikveh, let's say Chof Aleph so, is Mekshom. And then 19 so comes into the mikveh. Shuvi. But through Hamshoche, the ordinary case of Hamshoche is when you spill water. You spill water near the mikveh, let's say gimel tvochim away from the mikveh, and then it glides down into the mikveh. So that's amshoch. So even though it had the shem shov at first, so the shem shov is poka as a result of the amshoch. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that amshoch is only effective if the rov of the memso, let's say chof aleph so, is supplied by mikshon. And then you test. So he comes in through Amshoch, Mayim Shuvim. So then it's kosher. But if it's Kulei Shov, and it comes in through Amshoch or Rube, it's like Kulei, so then Amshoch is not effective. This is what Rabbi Yaakov says. Where is the Rabbono from the Zabi Yaakov? We call it Mene Visheini. In Tmure say, that Shuvo Shim Shicho Kulo is also Kshiro. Shuvo Shim Shicho Kulo, so is also Kshiro. So Mimele, so the Rash and the Rav say that the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is the same machlekes as between Reb Lezer and Yaakov and Rabbono in Tmure. In other words, the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, they say that Shuvo Shim Shicho Kulo is Kshero. And not after Muta. Whereas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, only if the Rav is Mikshomim, and Mute is Shuvim through Amshochim. So Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Mimele, he says, I may not Kshomimu. So then, the rov of the memsor will be supplied by the kshamim. So it's kosher. Im yesh bekimat mayim bibeya. So if there is no mayim, so it's lo yishomim. Even though it's in a kshamim. Why? Because Reb Lezer l'taymei. Reb Lezer says that Revis Mayim Shuvim is Peisles Amikve Lechatchile. Is Peisles Amikve Lechatchile. So in other words, so we are afraid, even though he resorts to Shvire, but as he breaks, maybe a little bit of water will come into the Mikve, will fall into the Mikve before the Shvire takes place. Before the Shvire. That will not be through Amshochet. And even though only a small quantity of water can come in before the keli is broken, Gimel Lugin certainly will not. It's not possible that Gimel Lugin should fall in before the keli mabukin. But Revis might drop in before the keli mabukin can come broken. And it's represented timing that Revis Mayim of Shov is Pesel Batril. So that's why Reb Lezer requires that there should be a little bit of mitshomim in the beya in order to prevent the possibility of a revis mayim shuvim falling into the beya before the kankalima broke. And then he requires that there should be an ilas kshomim, because Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that Hamshochi is only affected by Miutei. So if it is in a kshomim, so the rov of the memsor will be supplied by the kshomim. Only a miut. So as far as the miut of the memsor is concerned, so it's all right if it will come in through Amshochi. Shuvi Shoshi. Im yejimat mayim yeshovim, lavu yeshovim. Im yejimat mayim gasin of gasin, mei yeshovakal kalim, lamayim shepsichol ibeya. Dam shochit, kim shivitiha kelim shvurim leifim libeya. Vim lav shirin yedik shomim, in ame shimayim ibeya lo yeshovim. Dimeinu ines shomim aril yuchlasis, mikmin amayim shivikan kalim bilvad. This really Reb Lezer shuvo shim shicho kulo yirubo psulo like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure avon tishines kshomim yishove elham shechil ha-mayim v'yismale rev ha-mikve v'mei kshom uchshein b'mayim klal lo yishove avon tishines kshomim shemo yiplu min ha-mayim libei reviz kedem shvire v'Reb Lezer l'taymei domalil v'yismayim p'yos ha-mikve lechatrile. So since Revis is enough to pass on that chilo, so there is always a possibility that before the kankalim break, a little bit of water will fall in, and that would pass. So there has to be mayim batchilo. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, in kach, yishoveya, oyichbe, avolo yare. Rabbi Yeshua holds that even if it's not an ishoveya, and even though there is no kimat mayim b'beir, so it still can be yishoveya. So as far as kimat mayim b'beir is concerned, so Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't agree with Reb Lezer Shite that the Revis mayim passes the mikveh batchilo. So only even batchilo, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so only Gimel Lugim can pass it. And we don't have to be afraid lest Gimel Lugim mayim shuvim will come in into the mikveh before the kankalim are broken. That's impossible. A little bit of water, as he starts breaking them before the kankalim are broken, so a little bit of water might fall in, but not Gimel Lugim. And why doesn't he require that it should be an Inis Shamin? Because Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbanon of Chavetz Rabbi Yaakov in Gemara that in Shuva Shem Shechua Kulo is Kshem. So if the water comes in through Shvire, that in itself, through Shvire, or through Kviye, so that in itself is considered like Amshochi. So Shvire, in other words, Shvire is considered like Amshoche because when you are Sheive, yeah, so then the water doesn't come into the Mikveh through your force. You exercise your force in breaking the Kele. But then, once the Kele is broken, why does the water drop into the Mikveh? Through gravity, not through your care. So Memele it's considered Amshoche. But kviye, so then it's done for your keach. The answer is, what does kviye mean? Kviye means, how is kviye distinguished from yare? Yare means you mamish pour the water. You take the kele and you pour it. Kviye means, now if here is the roof, so you pour it first on the ground of the roof. And then it glides down, it drips down. So that's amshoche. It's Amshoche, even though it's Humshoch HaKule, but Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbanan from Rabbi Yaakov that Humshoch HaKule is Kshem. All right. Rabbi Yeshua, Yishove, the Kisova Gimulukim, Peitle, Sambik.